Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord once again on tonight, which is Thursday, April the 5th, 2018. You are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as always, I'm asking all listeners if you will please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God in the person of Minister Sharon Rabbis. He is also a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member. And our pastor and shepherd is none other than Bishop James A. Jennings. He is our pastor and shepherd. Minister Rabbis will be bringing the word on tonight. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. And following his message on tonight, please do not hang up your phone or do not go off the internet, because he's going to close out with a song in ministry by legendary gospel artist Tessie Hill. Her musical selection is titled Higher Ground. So that's the musical selection that will be played following Minister Ramis' message on tonight. So you do not want to hang up or do not want to go off the internet. You want to be blessed by the word through Minister Ramis on tonight. And also you want to be blessed by this musical selection following his message on tonight. But as we always do, open up with prayers. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, listen, once again, in the name of Jesus, we come to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We come to give your name praise, glory, and honor, because you are worthy of our praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you in all the earth. You're awesome in all your ways. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy toward each one of us on tonight. We know that we don't deserve them. We're not worthy of them, but we thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. In the name of Jesus, we ask the Heavenly Father that you would help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, not only me, but every listener on tonight that are being faithful doers of your word all over the land, each listener on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us, that we can fulfill our God purposes in the earth individually and then as a corporate body of believers for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we come also lifting up the name of all those that are sick and afflicted. In the name of Jesus, we come lifting them up in his name, asking that you would touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch their bodies, minds, and spirits as only you can, Heavenly Father. And we lift up all those in a special way, Heavenly Father, that are dealing with issues pertaining to mental illness. You know the solution. You are the solution to the problem. And we know that you still work miracles even today. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver even those that are dealing with mental illnesses on tonight. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We lift them up, asking that you would let them remember and know without a shadow of a doubt that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. Let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your comforting spirit, knowing that you're God and you have them. No matter what they're going through, no matter how hurtful the loss of the loved one is, let them know that you're still worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor on tonight, again, because of who you are. We thank you for this worldwide platform. We thank you for every listener. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would touch the listeners, that they would go out and share the news about this worldwide ministry, that others can tune in and be blessed. And most of all, that others can tune in and be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. And as Father, it's our prayer, our hope and desire that should there be anyone listening on tonight that do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name, is our prayer that something will be said on tonight through the prayer, through the music, through your word, that they will open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions, and they will surrender and yield and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved in his name, they will come to know, walk in and live and fulfill their God purposes in the earth. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And finally, Heavenly Father, we lift up our president and world leaders all over the land, that you would touch their hearts, Heavenly Father, that they would show love and compassion toward all men, and they would do what's right for all people everywhere, that you would be glorified through them is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, that you would just have your way on tonight. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, for tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, the Holy Spirit leads us to where God wants us to be. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, the Holy Spirit leads us to where God wants us to be. In the form of announcements, I do have two announcements, very short. I pray and ask the listeners, if you would please tune in every first and every third Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. to Theologically Speaking. The host is none other than Pastor Jose Dorsey. He is the pastor and shepherd of Center of Spirit and Truth Church. He is under my direction. He has his own show. Again, it's titled Theologically Speaking. He comes forth every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. You want to tune in to him and be blessed by the word that God is bringing through him, another man of God. And final announcement for tonight is coming on behalf of the Fountain of Truth Church, their 218 Women Conference, EOW, will be taking place starting on Thursday, April the 12th through the 15th. The registration fee is $79, and the EOW stands for Extraordinary Women. Co-pastor is Pastor Brenda Jones. Co-pastor Brenda Jones, she is the host. And their theme is, There is a Cure. Again, the registration fee is $79, and this conference starts Thursday, April the 12th, and it runs through the 15th of April. For more information, you can call the church office at 313 area code 839-5200, or you can go to their website, which is www.eow.conference.net. So those are my announcements for tonight. I pray that you have taken those notes down. For those of you that are in the Michigan area and that would like to participate, in this event coming forth from the Fountain of Truth Church. You can give them a call or go to their website and check out more information pertaining to this upcoming women's conference. The 218th women's conference, April the 12th through the 15th. Well, before Minister Saran Rabbis come forth bringing the word, I would like for the spiritual, all of those of you that are listening and tuned in so faithfully, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and click on follow once you get there. I welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And I would also like to say thanks to the listeners. Thank you all that give me feedback and comments through, and also through your emails. I greatly appreciate each and every comment and feedback that comes from the listeners. And I also have a question I'd like to put out to the listeners. If you had a chance to come forth over a worldwide platform such as this and share your testimony about the goodness of God and what he has done for you and in your life or the life of your family member or someone that you love dearly, would you be willing to come forth and share your testimony over this worldwide platform and give God the glory that he deserves because of his goodness to you? If you are willing to share your testimony, in the very near future, I will be opening up the phone lines again for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies and praise reports. You can dial area code 657-383-1364. Once I say the lines are open for our listeners to call in and share your testimonies and give praise reports, that is the number you would need to dial. So you can pass the number on to your friends and neighbors and co-workers, even your enemies, and let them know if they would like to stand up in holy boldness and be a witness for the Lord and tell others about what God has done for you through your testimony, that God would be glorified and you would be blessed by sharing your testimony. Why? Because God said he would share his glory with no one. And we get blessed when we share our testimony. So that's how God gets his glory, and we get blessed, and we can turn around and be a blessing to others when we share the goodness of God and Jesus Christ as what God is doing and has done to us and through our lives, that others can be blessed. And they would know without a shadow of a doubt that if God did it for us, he did it for you, he did it for me. He's the same God, and he has no respect for a person. He can do it for them as well. So that's why it's important that when God blesses us, when he heals us and delivers us and make ways out of no way for us, make ways of escape for us, we are to share those testimonies. And we know that it was nobody but God who stepped in and rescued us and delivered us and blessed us and healed us. So that's why we share our testimonies. And that's why God says, he says that he will share his glory with no one. So we know that man do not do these things. It's God alone who does these things for us. So we want to give God the reverence that he's due. When he blesses us, we want to turn around and be a blessing to someone else and share our testimonies of the goodness of God, that he will be glorified through your testimony. So once again, when I say that the lines will be open for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, again, you want to dial 657 area code 383-1364. That is the number you will be dialing to call in to share your testimonies. Once I say that the lines are open for listeners to call in and share testimonies or give your praise reports. Well, those are my announcements for now for today. Before I bring forth Minister Rambis, who's going to bring forth the word on tonight, we're going to go into our music break on tonight. And our music break song for tonight says to us, say the name of Jesus. And again, once Minister Rambis concludes with his message on tonight, you do not want to hang up. You want to be blessed by the word and ministry of song by legendary gospel singer Tessie Hill. She will be coming forth with a song on tonight. And so Higher Ground is the title of her song that she will be singing and sharing with us on tonight after the message from Minister Rambis. So we're going to go into our musical selection on tonight, and I pray that you'll be blessed by this song on tonight, that God will be glorified, and that you will be blessed by it, and the enemy will be even more horrified on tonight. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, just say the name of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon-coming King. Yes, say the name Jesus. Well, before we bring forth Minister Rambis with the word on tonight, I have another encouraging word for the listeners on tonight. For those of you that are being faithful doers of God's word on tonight, don't throw in the towel. Don't give up, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. When things don't look like they're going the way you think they should, you got to remember, it's all about God's timing. So God gave us a promise in his word, and it comes from the book of Amos. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to be reading from the Message Bible, the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, comes to us again. This is a God decree. It's a faithful promise from God to his children. This is what he says in his word. Again, this is from the Message Bible. It says, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. Now, that's a promise from God. And God, when he make a promise, he's not like man. When God makes a promise, he is faithful, and he still watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints even today. So that's a promise from God on tonight for the faithful doers of his word. Continue to hold on. Continue to do what God has called for you to do so that you can fulfill your God purpose on the earth for his glory. It's my prayer for each and every blessed one of you on tonight. Don't throw in the towel. That's what the enemy wants you to do. Say the name of Jesus. Hang in there. God promises he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he said in his word that we can cast all our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. Isn't that good news tonight to know that God cares for us? Here's the word from Minister Rambis on tonight. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for this opportunity. I'd like to thank Bishop for giving me this opportunity. Giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I'd like to thank him for bringing me thus far. And I trust and believe that he will lead me on. I'd like to thank my family for being here. I'd like all my family over there to stand. Amen. Yeah, you may be seated. You may be seated. Come and bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you for this is the day that you have made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, right now we ask that you would just use me for that service, Lord. We ask that you would just continue to show favor and grace and mercy. Lord, we ask that you would just be with me in this hour. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Praise your way through. Praise your way through. You can't give up now. You gotta praise your way through. Praise your way through. Praise your way through. God's got something waiting. If you just pray your way through. Sometimes when you don't feel like praising, you just have to press your way through. Press your way through. You can't give up now. You gotta press your way through. Press your way through. Press your way through. God got something waiting. If you just press your way through. I get teased a lot because I'm like Jeremiah. I'm the weeping prophet. But you don't know how good God has been. By no means are these tears of weakness, because I ain't no poor. God don't make, I'm not no weak, but through God I am mighty. And I'm just so thankful for this opportunity. I thank God for my mother. I don't get a chance to say it much. She did all she can, she sacrificed. And I thank God for that. She raised two boys on her own, two college graduates. Now that's a testimony for a single mother. Two college graduates. And it wasn't always easy. Being a parent myself, I know. Now I know the sacrifices that she made. But I want to say, Mama, I love you. And I understand. I really do understand. Before I was born, some people even told her to abort me. She was even shot. You can't even tell, but I was premature. Hey, that wasn't supposed to be funny. But I'm just a living testimony at what God can do. So when you look at me, you're looking at a testimony. Thank God. Thank God. Today our scripture will come from James, the first chapter. In the 12th verse. If you had it, have it, let's read. Blessed is the man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Amen. You may be seated. Every day of your life, you will be tested. You will be tested in every area of your life. Your health, finances, love, patience, faith, knowledge, your Christian walk, and your Christian talk. The very moment we were conceived, we were gearing up to be tested. Every 2 to 3 weeks, you were tested for growth. You were tested to see if you were developing properly. Tested to see if you had all your fingers and all your toes. As you approach your 36th week of development, you were tested to see if you were in the proper position, in a proper position for birth. Tested. You'll be tested by loved ones to see if you love them like you say you do. Kids, you'll be tested by your parents to see if you clean up your room and wash those dishes like they asked you to. Tested. You'll be tested in school. You'll be tested if you studied and did your homework. You'll be tested by the enemy. He knows what you like. He even knows what you like to do. The enemy knows how to tempt you. There's a song that the senior saints used to sing, "Yield not to temptation." I think they were on to something. If we as believers could just heed to those four words, oh, how much easier life would be. But temptation is not restricted by your age. It don't care how old you are, whether you're young or old. your social standing, whether you're rich or if you're poor. They don't even care about how smart you are, whether you have a college degree or if you as a high school dropout. It don't even matter if you're red, yellow, black, or white. But temptation is defined as a desire, an urge, an itch to do something wrong or unwise, to perform an action that one may enjoy immediately or in the short term, but later on, you'll regret it. Do that sound familiar? Because we all have them. No one escapes its influences. Not even Jesus. Yes, that's right. The enemy even tempted Jesus. He tried to tempt Jesus when he thought he was weak. Jesus had just finished a 40-day and a 40-night fast, and he was hungry. The enemy thought he had it. Physically, Jesus was exhausted, but spiritually, he was full. That is why Jesus told him that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. See, the enemy, he even knows the word. You know that Matthew 26 and 41 lets us know that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. This old flesh is weak. That's why some things you just should not do. We all heard the saying, if you play with fire, you get burned. So young people, I hear you say, I'm going over to my boo house, but you know their parents ain't at home. And in your mind, you say, all we're going to do is watch TV. I come to let you know that that's playing with fire. All I took was one sip. All I took was one puff. That's playing with fire. All we doing is talking on the phone. But you know deep down inside what you're talking about. You ain't got no business just talking. That's playing with fire. The enemy is tricky. He loves to play mind games. He loves to try to bait us into thinking we can play with fire without getting burned. But I bring good news that this test will soon be your testimony. Some testing can be difficult. Some tests can be unexpected. They can blindside you. Then there are times when tests come from our action, because of something we said or something we did. But that's why, young people, it's important to make wise decisions and wise choices. Why are you young? Because choices are the building blocks for our future. You don't have to do anything wrong for a test to come your way. All you have to do is live. Because life has a way of presenting its own test. I know it gets hard sometimes. I know it gets tough. I know we miss the mark. We even flunk some of the tests that comes our way. But I'm glad to serve a God of another chance and another chance. We must keep the faith. That's how we turn our tests into testimonies. Keep the faith and endure. We must hold on. We can't give up. We have to hold out. It's right there in our text that blessed is the man that endures. How many of you can stand to be blessed today? How many need a blessing right now? Then you have to endure. He didn't say those who were tested, because we all tested. But the blessing is for those who don't quit, for those that complete the test, for those that will run on to see what the end will be. Just like Job, he endured this test. His health was tested. His family was lost. His friends turned on him. But he kept the faith and endured. His testimony was that he received more than what he lost. Just like Abraham, he endured his test. He had some failures along the way, but he endured through the failures. His faith at times was a little shaky, but he never lost it. He let his wife even persuade him to try to help God out. But his testimony is that he kept the faith even through his trials, even through failed attempts to rush through the test. He kept the faith and endured. His faith was so strong because of the test that he endured that we now call him the father of faith. Three things we must do, or we can do, to help us endure while our tests become our testimony. First, we must trust. We have to trust God. We have to trust that his will is what's best for us. Trust him even though it don't feel good. But we have to trust that it's working for our good. To trust means to depend or rely on the integrity, the strength, the ability of a person. And I don't know about you, but there's no better person that fit that description but God. Sometimes you have to say, like James Fortune, I'll trust you. But God is not easy. Sometimes the pain of my life makes you seem so far away. But I'll trust you. I need to know you're here. Through the tears and the rain, through the heartache and pain, I'll trust you. Secondly, we must talk. We must talk to ourselves. I know sometimes it feels like your life is a movie and those watching didn't even pay attendance. But you can't believe the hype. You can't get caught up in what you see. You can't get caught up in what people are saying. You have to talk and remind yourself what God has said about you, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above and not beneath. When others say you can, you have to remind yourself that Philippians 4:13 say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Matthew 19:26, Jesus said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. You have to remind yourself that he brought you through failures. He kept you through layoffs. He kept you through foreclosures. He kept you through months when months was longer than your money. He kept you. You have to talk to yourself. You have to do like David, encourage yourself. You have to tell yourself, sooner or later, things will work and turn around in my favor. Finally, Bishop hit us last week with the audacity to ask. He told us if we asked, which is ask, seek, and knock. He told us to tell it after we asked. He told us to tell what God was going to do for us. So that's what you have to do. You have to tell it. You have to tell how God is going to bring you through this test. You have to tell how God is going to bring you out. You have to tell how God is going to make a way out of no way. You don't have to wait until your situation is over. You can't let what you see hinder what you believe. You have to tell your testimony. Tell your testimony like Apostle Paul. He tells us in the first chapter of Galatians, verses 13 and 14, how he was a persecutor of Christians. Then in verses 15 and the B clause of 16, he tells us how he became a believer. Then in the C clause of verse 16 through verse 24, he tells us how he became a preacher of the gospel. Apostle Paul's testimony proves that God can change and God can use anybody. Testimonies play an important part in enduring and overcoming our tests. Revelations 12 and verse 11 tells us we overcome by the words of our testimonies. I'm glad for the testimonies in my life. I'm glad that my grandmother and grandfather shared their testimonies with me. Not only did I get a chance to listen to their testimonies, but I got a chance to witness. I got a chance to witness and listen to them talk about how God helped them raise 13 children when neither one of them graduated from high school. But I was able to witness that serving the Lord would pay off, not after a while, but right now. How if you're faithful to God, he'll be faithful to you. He granted some of their wishes. And one of the wishes he granted was when all their kids was grown, just to keep them around long enough to see all the kids is grown and doing well. And I thank God that he granted that wish. But I'm glad that I heard those testimonies. But what would life be without a testimony? Without them, King David wouldn't be able to tell us that the Lord is our shepherd. And that because he's our shepherd, we have everything that we need. Without it, King David wouldn't be able to tell us that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in. We wouldn't be told that the Lord is my light and my salvation, and whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, whom shall I be afraid? We wouldn't know that we should bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually to be in our mouth. That God will create in you a clean heart. We wouldn't know that the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth forever. We wouldn't know that he'll prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. We wouldn't know that you've been followed your whole life, that he had grace and mercy behind you, keeping you. He wouldn't know that I could stand on the promises of God, because he promised never to leave you. He promised never to forsake you. He promised to be a very present help in the time of trouble. According to our text, he promised a crown if you endured the test. If I endured the temptation, I should wear a crown. You should wear a crown. He promised a crown to them that endured. Those that love them, I want to ask you, do you love them today? Because I love them because he first loved me. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God don't just give us tests, but he'll help us pass the test. The test that you're going through is almost over. The pain that you're feeling is almost over. Just hold on. Hold on. You remember when you was in school and the teacher would give you a test? There'd be no talking. That's why it seemed like nobody is answering your calls. Nobody's at home when you go by, because there's no talking during the test. You couldn't even get up and go to the bathroom during the test. But when the test was almost over, the teacher told you to raise your hand. And I come to tell you that that's all God's waiting to see. He's waiting to see some up
that has. He's waiting to see you surrender to his will. He's waiting for you to say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. He wants you to tell your testimonies. He wants you to show your scars. When Jesus rose, he came back and showed those scars. He showed what he went through just for us. He showed that he passed the test. He showed that he turned his test into a testimony. He was hanging on a cross for you and me. Jesus turned his test into a testimony. But he knew that a few days on Palm Sunday, this Palm Sunday, we ride in on a donkey. And they had the palms waving and saying, Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. But he passed that test. Because he knew a week later, some of those same people will be crying, crucify him. Crucify him. But I'm glad that Jesus turned his test into a testimony. And that's the ultimate witness right there. You make it through. Because that's probably come to me. God bless you. The door of the church is open.
Praise the Lord on tonight. We thank God for Minister Remus on that powerful word on tonight. Yes, we all go through tests. The Lord didn't say it was going to be easy. And Jesus is our perfect example of what we go through. And he told us in his word, and even the disciples warned us and told us the things that was going to occur when we were serving God. And we were trying to be a living example in the earth that we're going to go through trials and tests and tribulations. But thank God that he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And then he turned around and he promised us that we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. So we thank God for who he is on tonight. Thank God for the word. Tonight, I pray that you was blessed by the word. I was blessed as I'm always blessed by the word. So I pray that someone has been blessed and helped by this word on tonight. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I pray that you was blessed by this word on tonight. And I pray that something was said or done that will encourage your heart to continue to run on to see what the end is going to be. Well, we're going to close out tonight with this song by legendary gospel singer Tessie Hill, Higher Ground. And that's what we got to do, learn how to stand on higher ground in the Lord. Be blessed by this musical selection by Tessie Hill.
Pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying. Oh,
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, that should be all of our aim and our prayer and our goal is to reach higher ground in the Lord. So on tonight, I pray that someone has been blessed by this word and through the music on tonight, and most of all, that God was glorified. And my prayer and hope and desire is that someone that is not saved on tonight will now be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them, because that's the only name you can be saved in. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because even though God is our Heavenly Father and Creator, he is not everyone's Father. God becomes your Father once you accept his Son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior. Then he becomes your Father. But until then, he is your Creator. So you want to be known as a child of God. And how do you do that? You must confess and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and believe that Jesus is God's Son and he died for you. He died for me. He died for all of mankind. While we were yet sinners, died Jesus Christ. He died for us. Aren't you glad that he died for you? I'm so grateful that he died for me, that I can have eternal life. And that when we see Jesus face to face, and we are going to see him face to face one day. But however, unfortunately, everyone is not going to stay in heaven. Why do you say that, Brother James Brown? Because when you had an opportunity while you was in the flesh here on earth, and you heard the word, and you had an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, but for some reason you rejected him. That's why the word of God says, at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. And then those that did not confess the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, when they had a chance, that's when you're going to hear God say unto you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. That means you do not belong to God. So that's why hell is prepared for those who do not accept Jesus Christ. That can be avoided. How can that be avoided? It's so simple. And God made it plain and simple and easy. All you have to do is believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's Son, that he died for you, he died for me, and he rose from the dead with all power over death, hell, and the grave in his hands. And he's now sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for you and me on tonight. So I pray that someone who is not saved on tonight, now that you have heard the word, that you can open your own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart and save you so that you can come to know your God purpose that only you can fulfill in the earth. And then you will be glorifying God through your works that he has ordained a purpose for your life, even before the foundation of the world. So that's my prayer for those that are not saved on tonight. Even for those that are backslidden, I pray that something has been said on tonight that will strengthen and encourage your heart to come back to God. He said in his word that if you come back to me, I will come back to you. So you have an opportunity to get back in good standing, in good fellowship and relationship with God by confessing your sins and get back in line and fulfill and complete your God purpose in the earth. And then finally, I pray that this word has been a blessing to those that are saved and being doers of God's word without hidden motives or agendas all around the world, that you continue to stand on the word of God, continue to stand in holy boldness, declaring the good news of Jesus Christ, because he told us in the word that we are compelled to go into the hedges and the highways and teach men, women, boys, and girls about the good news of Jesus Christ, that they too will have a chance and they can make up their own mind, because God is a God that do not force himself on anyone. It's about free will of choice. We have a choice to make, a decision to make that only you and I can make. If you're not saved on tonight, your mother, your pastor, your wife or your husband, they cannot make it for you. You have to make that for yourself. So I thank God for this word on tonight. Your test will be your testimony. And that is a fact. I have learned that down through the years, and some of my greatest tests have become my greatest testimonies. So I thank God for every test and every testimony. So I pray and I thank God for you, the listeners, and I ask that you will please continue to spread the good news about this ministry. That's what this is. This worldwide platform is a ministry. And I thank God for every guest that comes forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, because I know that it's not about me. When he opened this door, God, when he opened this door for me, this worldwide platform, he did not just open it for me. He opened it for me so that I can turn around and open this door for others that come forth and share the good news of Jesus Christ and be a blessing to the body of Jesus Christ. And that's what it's all about. So it's not about one individual. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about us working together as a collective corporate body of believers, drawing souls to Jesus Christ that they can be saved in Jesus' name. That's our goal. That's our purpose in this life, is to draw others to Jesus Christ so that they can be saved and not be condemned to hell. Again, it's a choice that you can only make yourself. I thank God for you, the listeners. I thank God for you tuning in and taking your time out to listen to this ministry, this broadcast, and listen to the men and women that come forth bringing the good news of Jesus Christ. I understand that you could be doing other things, but I thank God that you take the time out to tune in and be blessed by this worldwide ministry. Continue to tune in and be blessed. Continue to share the good news to your ministries, your pastors, your neighbors, your co-workers, even your enemies. They need to be saved too. So this is the word that is good for the body, the soul, and the spirit of all mankind. And I thank God for this worldwide platform. I thank God for you, every listener. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. You want to tune in this coming Saturday on April the 7th, where my guest will be Pastor Edward Daffin. He will be coming forth bringing the word of God on this coming Saturday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed by this man of God as he delivers God's word on this coming Saturday night. Tune in and be blessed by the word through this man of God. As we close out, we always close out in prayer as usual. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you saying thank you for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You cannot lie. You cannot fail. You cannot change. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. We just bless your name on tonight. You're worthy to be praised through our storms of life, through every test, through every enemy, everything that seemed to come up against us. We can know that you love us and you have our best interests at heart. And you told us in your word that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And this, we're grateful to know that you care for us and you love us in spite of ourselves. So we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would continue to move by your spirit in each one of our lives and help us to maintain our focus and help us to fulfill our God purpose on the earth individually and as a corporate body of believers. For your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, on tonight, I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.